This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of October, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Looks like Facebook's audio hub for podcasts, live chats, and a whole bunch of other things has finally hit the platform. That's right, users can now access Audio Hub in Facebook's mobile app, where you can have access to certain podcasts, currently live audio rooms, and what they're calling short clips. Now, there is a little bit of a catch to this. First and foremost, you're going to have to be above 18 years of age to access it, and it may not even be on your device yet. Apparently, the company is quietly rolling out the hub on iOS and Android devices, but it's kind of going at it very slow. I personally don't have it yet, but I know some friends that do. So if you haven't seen it and you're above 18, it should be coming to you pretty soon. Staying with more or less Facebook news and over to their sister company, Instagram. This is kind of harking back to a week ago, you know, the major outage of pretty much everything that Facebook had. But now it looks like Instagram is trying to test in-app notifications for service outages. Yes, according to Instagram, these testing notifications will alert users to temporary issues, like outages or other technical problems. And the alerts would appear in users' activity feed, right alongside other in-app notifications. More or less, it's going to let users know why story uploads may not be working, or if there's big, widespread problems, you know, like last week. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, boy, you're going to bombard me with everything, according to Instagram, they won't. They don't plan on to alert users about every single issue, only the big ones. Though I do kind of have to sit here and wonder, if your whole platform's down and nothing's working, how are you going to let people know about it? Oh yeah, what am I thinking? Via Twitter. Google TV about to get a little bit more personal, meaning each user of the house now can pretty much have their own template. Now, yes, of course, Google TV already had the support to sign into multiple Google accounts on the platform. But things like content suggestions, yeah, that was not personalized whatsoever. That is all about to change. Google TV now is adding new custom profiles, watch lists, and even personalized Google Assistant help. And of course, all these things, depending on which account it is, will be tailored to their own interest and activity. Now, even though the feature isn't there, you know, in typical Google fashion, let's announce it and then we'll throw it out later. This actually will be coming out sometime next month. And we'll be hitting Chromecast with Google TV, as well as Google TV, say, that are on TCL or Sony. And finally, hey, guess what? I know you just upgraded to iOS 15.0.1. Well, get ready for iOS 15.0.2. Yeah, basically it's been a little bit over a week now, and why not? Yes, this seems to be the typical Apple fashion nowadays. Get that update downloaded and installed, and hey, here's another one. So, what does this update fix? Well, apparently photos saved to your library from messages could be deleted after removing the associated thread or message. Apparently, it's fixed that. Also, the iPhone leather wallet with the MagSafe, yeah, it may not connect to Find My. That's been fixed, apparently. Some AirTags hadn't been appearing in the Find My Items tab. Well, apparently, they'll appear now. And yes, like I said, some security fixes that Apple isn't really disclosing, but we'll just trust them on it. Just like all other updates, you know what to do. You can wait for Apple to stick it to you, or head on over to Settings and start doing it yourself. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, the official place for all the BTN content, that's at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, we're on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, at British Tech, and you can be a part of the BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to come join the fun and chat today. So do it now. Head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.